Good morning and happy new year. Welcome back to spring term 2024. Have you had to write 2024 yet?
Yes.
And got it wrong?
No, it's been pretty good so far.
So today I'll let them reintroduce themselves. Who's with me?
I'm James and I've been here from the start.
You have? So. OG.
And I'm Oscar Gillen and I've just joined the podcast recently.
Thanks, Oscar. So we're just catching up really and talking about what we're looking forward to in the term ahead. And the first thing we all started talking about was weather. So what are your top tips for keeping warm?
Definitely bring gloves in the playground because I have been freezing without them.
Yesterday I forgot my gloves. Probably the worst experience.
Yeah,
ever.
Oscar's got a skin on underneath his PE kit and James is also wearing a fleece for an extra layer.
Definitely wear maybe a hat and maybe something that can kind of cover your face a bit because I've been in the ashtray and my face has been frozen.
Good point. And what about games days? Any tips for those?
Skins.
Lots of layers.
Get some tracksuits so you have something dry to get changed into.
Afterwards.
Yeah.
You can wear your tracksuit top of rugby and then afterwards change into your fleece.
Good idea.
You can wear your tracksuit bottoms above your shorts.
Well done. And it's meant to be a rugby hat, isn't it?
Yes.
So just to dig one of those out if you don't have one. Okay, that's a good tip. Very good. And I would say make sure you're having a warmer breakfast if possible this little few weeks while it's freezing. Okay, so these guys are year eight. So the thing that they are looking forward to, shall we say, that is coming up at the end of the month is exam week. So what are your so it's year seven and eight exam week. You get examined in all your what we call examined subjects. Mm-hmm. Any tips to prepare?
Definitely kind of listen in class more. And so if you're not as much of an avid listener, you should definitely listen in more because these are kind of the key stages where they kind of recap everything.
Very much. So we have a revision week, don't we? Always the week before when we come over certain things.
Also, maybe try and put down the video games and then just get into the frame of mind that you've got to do this. There's not really any way of getting out of it.
And how do you revise? What do you do, James?
I just do practice papers. I like highlight my book, so I highlight the key information, then I just read over it and remember the stuff that I need.
And do you do a whole paper or just questions, like a couple of pages at a time?
Normally just a whole like practice paper on Firefly, like they've supplied loads of them.
And do you do it under time or?
Sometimes not.
Some people do it with their book open as well. Like they do it, but they actually have their book for reference. They find their
work. I'll do that, and then I'll like highlight the questions that I had to check in my book, and then I'll go over those subjects.
Yeah, well done. And is there anything that you? So how would you revise for French? Because that's quite different. Ooh. How do you do that?
So I'd get some like flashcards with some phrases. I'll go through the phrases. I also like go through my book, looking at some previous work.
Yeah, we've got three set of French exams.
Yeah,
we've got our speaking, listening, and our writing.
Is the speaking quite nerve wracking initially? Because you do it on your own.
Yeah, so we need to revise a passage that we wrote about our family.
Yeah,
and then we need to order from a menu for four people.
So you need to definitely practice that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that needs a bit of a rehearse. And any tips for example, in history and RS, it's actually quite a lot of writing, which you don't do that much of, but it's quite, you've got to have quite a lot of stamina. Is there any tips you give anyone for those kind of exams?
Maybe if you're writing lots, don't like put lots of pressure on the page, kind of write more lightly.
Yeah.
And then your hand
also just get some practice in.
Yeah.
Because that will help.
Because it does hurt. It sounds silly, but you've lost your stamina to do that. Okay, that was really good. And these guys will be around if you do have any questions. Then we were just talking about exam week itself, and on Friday of exam week, when the exams are over, you both got quite an exciting day. Two different days. What are you doing, James?
So I've got my drama scholarship for my secondary school. So I go in and I've revised two pieces and I perform them, and then I do some group work and I get interviewed.
Interviewed by?
I think it's the head of drama there. Yeah.
And which pieces are you doing?
I'm doing The Terrible Fate of Humpty Dumpty, and which is about a boy who's basically fallen off a pylon and died. And
oh,
I
gosh,
need to,
shouldn't have laughed. Not funny.
I need to, I'm getting interviewed by police about it. Oh. And then I've got Ernie's Incredible Hallucinations, which is about a boy who's kind of imagining things that aren't real. Oh. So, like, a squad of enemy soldiers enter his house.
Oh, wow. Okay, and do you know what the group thing will be?
No, not yet.
Okay. Was it a whole day?
Yeah, yeah.
Good opportunity to go back there and see the school again.
Yeah.
And
I have a... Not an assessment day, not as much stress as James has, but it's a sport day where I go to my secondary school, check out the sports there, do a few things with other people, get to know some other people.
Is everyone going?
No, not everyone, I don't think.
Invitational?
No, you just pick, but I don't think everyone has chosen.
Oh, do you know which sports you'll do?
Yes, we're doing rugby and cricket, so I'm excited for rugby, but... bit stressed about the cricket.
Feels a bit early for cricket. I'll have to talk to the swimmers. Indoor
nets, probably.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're a bit rusty on our cricket, surely. Mm. Okay, brilliant. Oh, well, I look forward to hearing about it. And then we are going to hopefully interview some boys about the Road Cup, which is next week.
Yes.
Do you want to explain what the Road Cup is?
It's basically an instrumental competition. So I think boys from any grade are put into sections. So like the junior section... intermediate and senior section, and then kind of you're judged, and there's a winner of each section, and then there's an overall winner of the Road Cup. I think last year it was Kevin Dong.
Yeah, in year six. Mm-hmm. And then it's judged by someone external, as an external adjudicator.
Yes.
So that's quite exciting. Mm-hmm. So we'll find out a bit more about that. Thanks very much.
Thank you, guys. Everybody, and welcome back to the Rugby Podcast. So today we're here with Raven from year three, and we're going to ask him some questions about the Road Cup this week. So our first question for you is, what instrument are you playing and why did you choose it?
My favourite instrument is the piano, and the reason why I chose it is really fun and there's lots of pieces to do.
Thanks.
When did you start playing the piano and what grade are you on?
I'm grade four and I'm feeling a bit social happy.
Okay, and so our last question for you is, what are your goals for the Road Cup and kind of for beyond?
My goal is to win and to be 100%.
That's really good. Thanks, Raven. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Rugby Podcast. So today we're here with Michael.
Hi, I'm Michael, and I am the deputy house captain for Olive and the music captain.
And we're also here with Andrew.
Hi, I'm Andrew. I am art captain and year six prefect.
And today they're here to tell us a bit about the Road Cup this year. So our first question for you guys is, what instrument are you playing and why did you choose it?
So I'm in the Road Cup, I'm playing the clarinet, but I also play the piano. And I chose the clarinet because I really enjoy the sound that it creates. I think it's very warm and very welcoming.
And in the Euro Cup, I'm going to be playing the violin. And the reason I chose the violin is because when I was younger, I saw someone in my year group perform, and I just thought it sounded amazing, and I instantly wanted to do it.
So when did you start playing, and what grade are you on?
So I started playing the clarinet in year two, and I am currently on grade seven.
And I started playing the violin reception, but I started doing grades when I was in year three, so I'm now on grade five.
Okay, so how are you feeling about the Road Cup this year?
I'm excited for the Road Cup this year. I have participated in it before, but this year I am going to be in the senior section for the first time, which is very exciting.
I'm not too nervous for the Road Cup because I've participated in it quite a lot of times, but there is this kind of feeling of rivalry going between me and others, because I really wanted to win last year, but that win got stolen away from me. So yeah, there's this kind of sense of rivalry with me right now and others.
So what are your goals for the Road Cup? I think we know Michael's.
What I'm really hoping for is maybe to either get highly commended or win something within the senior section, because probably winning the whole thing is slightly unrealistic considering I'm on the lower end of the senior section.
And I am aiming to hopefully win the competition. Currently, I would still be happy if I came runners-up.
So, what's the rehearsal system for the Row Cup and how have you prepared for it?
So, we have two rehearsals with a pianist before the Row Cup and then one on the day just before. And then we also have an audition process before, just so students have a chance to perform in front of their peers, and then whoever does well in the auditions gets to go through to the actual cup.
Michael, so you're doing a music scholarship. How are you feeling about it, and what are you doing to prepare?
I'm quite nervous about the music scholarship, but I need to perform one piece on the piano and the one piece on the clarinet. So over the next month, I will be preparing a lot. I will be preparing those pieces a lot, as well as interview practice. So that is how I'm preparing.
Okay, thanks a lot, Michael and Andrew, and thanks for listening.